For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
We're very happy right now to be joined by a friend of the show, Matt Miller. You can catch him on ESPN. He will be on the Saturday broadcast, rounds 4 through 7. You can also catch the simulcast on ESPN. Matt, how you doing, my man?
I'm well, bud. It's been too long. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. Let's just start with this. What do you make of this tackle class? And we can remove Mimbu. He's not going to be available for the Chiefs. And Will Campbell, those guys are not going to be available. But I'm looking at those kind of second-tier offensive linemen. I'm looking at a Connerly Jr. I'm looking at a Simmons out of Ohio State. I'm looking at a Kelvin Banks. What do you make of kind of that group of left tackle?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Will Campbell's going to be gone. Armon Mimbo's going to be gone. Kelvin Banks is going to be gone. I know, like, this is one of the most overthought players in this year's draft, and it's funny. We're a couple days away. Everybody's scrambling. Like, oh, you know what? He's going to go a lot earlier. He's going to go out earlier. I don't think he gets past Miami at 13. And so to your kind of your point in the intro there, like, yeah, you can want a left tackle all day. You can need a left tackle all day. These dudes don't just grow on trees. They go early in the draft. Look at the best left tackles in the NFL. Most of them were first-round picks. Very rarely do you find, you know, a guy who's outside of the first round and ends up being good. Jordan Mailata is the only one, and he was a seventh-round pick. Right? He's the only starting left tackle in the NFL that you would say is above average, and it's because he was an international pathway player. The rest of the NFL, left tackle, first-round picks. Most of them are early first-round picks. Deion Dawkins, I would say, another exception, round two guy. But for the most part, you got to get him early. I don't see this as a year to where, unless you're willing to get into the top 15, where you could say, all right, we're getting a long-term left tackle. Otherwise, you're back to what they've done the past several years, which is drafting a project. They've done it in the second and third round. You're drafting a project and hoping they work out, which is exactly what they did last year with Kingsley.
That just feels like such a crapshoot to me, especially at that position, and you just gave the stats. I mean, the odds of you finding your starting left tackle in the third round and him developing just seem so low to me. And with where Kansas City usually selects, it's just never going to be that perfect time to find your left or your right tackle. So that's why I'm looking at this year when you got a little bit of a runway where you were not requiring them to start. This just feels like a good time to kind of take that dive.
I agree with you, especially because you have the extra pick from L'Jarius Sneed. You have that extra pick at 66. The scenario you floated out there, 31, 95, 133, like that's going to get you pretty high. That's a lot of draft capital. It really is. So if you're willing to give that up and say like, okay, like, you know, we're going to give up 3 picks because this is a team that's perennially in the Super Bowl. We're comfortable giving up those picks to go up high. I think that the question is, where are you trying? Like, where can you actually get to? I've heard Dallas is maybe interested in sliding down from 12. For San Francisco is interested for sliding down at 11. But interestingly enough, those are two teams that could snipe your guy. San Francisco could take Kelvin Banks and be very happy with it. San Francisco brought in Josh Simmons for visits. Dallas has done a ton of work on offensive linemen in this class, especially guys that could potentially kick inside the guard like Mimbo, like Banks. So it is tough. And if you're in that group that says, hey, we got to go get a tackle, You what you really don't want to have happen is the Jets to take Armand Membo 7, because after that, it's going to get real expensive to come up to the board to get Kelvin Banks.
Can you see a scenario of where any of those guys fall in the draft? Like, is there a possibility that at 31, the Chiefs have a choice, that they could take Joshua Simmons, that they could take Connerly? Or do you think in order to grab that player, they're going to have to move up?
Connerly could be there at 31. And I would say, like, there's a line for me between the other guys and Connerly. He's good, and I think he's a fringe first-round player. So he could be there. And what's interesting about him is he might actually have the best, like, prototypical size and athletic ability for a left tackle. Just the production wasn't always there. You know, he is an ascending player. This dude was a running back in high school. He really only started for 2 years at Oregon. So he is somebody that's still learning. His in-season improvement this year was really, really good, but he is still climbing that ladder a little bit. So he could be there at 31. Josh Simmons is interesting, Carrington. Coming off a patella injury that happened middle of October, people hear knee injury, they think, oh, it's okay. A patella injury is much different than an ACL. It is a full year injury. It's much more like an Achilles tendon. He is not going to be cleared until August at the earliest. So that is probably a player that you're redshirting. On tape, he is one of the best left tackles in this class. On tape, he might be the best left tackle in this class, but interviews have been very so-so with teams. He was a player who was at the Senior Bowl, not as an invitee, not as a participant. He was at the Senior Bowl on his own dime, meeting with teams trying to get ahead of some of the, you know, quote-unquote character stuff that comes out about players. So he is a little bit of a gamble. I don't know that the Kansas City Chiefs, given, you know, some of the issues as of late with draft picks, are in position to take another first-round gamble on a character player. I personally wouldn't feel comfortable doing that if I was working for Brett Veach, but every team sees this differently.
Right now, we're joined by Matt Miller of ESPN. You can catch him on Saturday's broadcast, rounds 4 through 7. They're also doing a simulcast on ABC. Matt, it seems very likely to me that the Chiefs are going to go line of scrimmage with their first pick. We talked about the offensive side of it. Let's go to the defensive side. Tell me who you like from the DN perspective, a guy that can get after the quarterback, or if they want to go D-tackle and put somebody next to Chris Jones, who are some possible options at 31?
Yeah, it's a good defensive end class. I have 6 guys with a round 1 grade. I think the issue, again, for Kansas City is 5 of them are going to be gone by the time you come on the board. Abdul Carter's gone. Jalen Walker's long gone. Shamar Stewart, Mike Green, Mykael Williams. I think those guys are long, long gone. Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College could be there. He is not a Steve Spagnuolo guy because he's light. He does have good length. He has really good speed. But I think from a body type perspective, looking at him, the way that he needs to add the power to his game, 6'2.5", 248 pounds, even with 34-inch arm length, which Spags loves, 6'2.5", 250 is not getting it done for Steve Spagnuolo unless he's really changed his philosophy after watching Nolan Smith in the Super Bowl. So he's a player that could be there at 31. I don't think he's a great scheme fit. I look at the defensive tackle class and think this might be the spot. The Mason Graham from Michigan is going to be gone. I think Walter Nolan from Ole Miss is probably gone. He's the best pass-rushing defensive tackle in the class. If you could play him next to Chris Jones, that'd be amazing. He's probably gone. Derek Harmon from Oregon, a ton of upside. Kenneth Grant from Michigan, more of a one-technique nose tackle type, but with a lot of athletic ability. Harmon and Grant are the two guys that could realistically be there at 31.
Where do you think the best potential value is? Because you've mentioned some of those offensive lineman candidates that could potentially be off the board. You also mentioned about pass rusher. People love this DN class. Veach likes this DN class. Those guys might not be there as well. Let's say the Chiefs are really thinking best player available. We're not going to pigeonhole ourselves for need. We're really going to go BPA, best player available. Who do you think that could be? What position group do you think it could come from?
Yeah, I mean, we could be looking at a wide receiver, depending on what happens early. It could be a player like Luther Burden from Missouri. It could be Emeka Abuka from Ohio State. I think you could realistically be looking at Maxwell Harrison, the corner from Kentucky, or Malachi Starks, the safety from Georgia. So the thing about this class is it's so flat. Like, the player that you have ranked 12 and the player you have ranked 40 are kind of the same. And so that's where it gets tricky. If, you know, I rank guys 1 through 600, but what happened this year was player 11 and player, you know, 35 are kind of the same dude, really. So it is very flat in that regard, which makes, hey, best player available is very much open to interpretation. Like, I would love for Trey Amos, the corner from Ole Miss, to be there. You talk to some teams, they think he goes early 20s. You talk to others, they think he goes middle of the second round. So it's hard to find that consensus this year.
You have been one of the few people in the national media that have been carrying the flag for Luther Burden. I've watched a lot of Luther Burden even back when he was at East St. Louis. He is absolutely electric with the football. I do think that people are overthinking it a little bit. Maybe he's not the prospect that he was heading into his junior year, but now there's a chance he could not be a first-round pick. People are overthinking a very special player in my mind.
Happens every year, man. And you and I have known each other a long time. I really committed this season to not buying into the BS. You know, if I'm not going to get caught up in a 40 time that doesn't translate to tape, I'm not going to get caught up in a lack of production that's out of your control, and I'm not going to get caught up in production that wasn't generated in real football terms. So with Luther Burden, you know, the numbers slipped this year. The offense wasn't as good. The play calling wasn't as good. Brady Cook got hurt. The run game wasn't as good. It's a lot of reasons. Now, some of that on Luther, did he maybe throttle down and make some business decisions once he realized that he wasn't going to get those Heisman numbers? I think that's absolutely possible. Can he throttle back up when he's getting paid millions of dollars in the NFL? And yeah, I think that's an easy thing to do, is to get a guy to level back up, because you've seen him do it before. Some do it as a freshman, some do it as a sophomore. I've been around that program a ton. I've talked to his coaches, position and head. I don't get it. I think he and Kelvin Banks are the two guys in this class where it's just like we almost over-evaluate people, or we get fatigued because they've been good for so long. It happened to Nick Bosa. Like, it happened to Myles Garrett. It happened to Derek Stingley Jr. Like, people just get tired of talking about players, so we start to over-evaluate them. And Luther is absolutely the poster boy for that this year.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Miller here for a couple of more minutes. I have to get your thoughts on the player of this draft, Shedeur Sanders. To me, this whole draft kind of hinges on how he's evaluated by the league. Some people think he could go 9 to the Saints. Some think he could fall to the Steelers at 21. This could be a long day or a great day for Shedeur Sanders. How do you evaluate him as a prospect? What seems likely of a range for him to land?
Yeah, you know, I like Shedeur. I had him as my number 25 overall player. You know, there's some good things to his tape, his accuracy, his toughness, his ability to he rarely misses his guy. Like, when he makes a decision to throw the ball, it's going exactly where he wants it to go. I love that about his game. On the other side of it, he's a little bit small. He doesn't have a big arm. The scheme that he played in was a lot of, you know, it was almost like backyard style. It wasn't a lot of really developed routes and combos. His day, he could go 33, he could go 30 or 3. Like, he could go from the New York Giants at 3, and he might go in the second round. So he is a fascinating player in this draft, just because that range is massive. And I think a lot of that's going to come down to interviews and how well he handled those one-on-one situations with teams, to where do you feel convicted about him? Are you comfortable handing over, like we have to be with every quarterback, are you comfortable handing your franchise over to this young man and saying, all right, for the next 3 to 4 years, you know, we're going to go as far as you can take us. Chiefs fans know this better than anybody. When you get that pick right, it's a glorious thing. And when you don't, a lot of people get fired and you have to start over.
When you watch Shedeur, who does he look like to you? Who does he remind you of? Let's say best case scenario. Let's say the things work out and he hits his absolute ceiling as a prospect. Yeah. Who do you think he could be?
Jared Goff, Geno Smith, you know, I that's who I see. Like, best case scenario, guys that can beat you from the pocket without a ton of pocket movement, but are just really, really accurate, and they can play on time. Like, realistically, it might be closer to Teddy Bridgewater, who I was a fan of. I liked Teddy. You know, he had some injuries in the league that held him back a little bit. He had a couple good years. And so much of this with Shedeur, it does depend on what he has around him. You know, the New York Giants have a decent offensive line. They have Malik Nabers. Like, they've got some pieces there. You know, if you go to a team that has some pieces in place, it's much better than, you know, if you go to the New Orleans Saints, where Chris Olave is your best receiver. He missed half the year. Shahid, their other good receiver, missed half the year. They don't have a tight end. Their running back's getting older. So I think scheme and fit are going to matter a ton for him.
Let's talk about the running back here for just a little bit. I absolutely love this running back class. There's about 12 to 15 names that, if you're a college football fan, you've heard of before. Obviously, you got Jensen and Hampton at the top, but you got Cam Scataboo. You got Dylan Sampson. Again, you got just so many guys that you've heard of if you're a college football fan. I'm looking at the Chiefs somewhere in that third to fourth round range, I think they can find themselves a really quality starter that instantly improves their room and probably becomes their opening day starter.
Yeah, I'm with you. Please add some speed, Brett Veach. Please add some speed. That is what this team needs. It's what this team has lacked. As much as I'm a fan of Pacheco and Kareem Hunt, it's obvious that the offense missed having some juice back there. So, you know, to your point, I don't think you have to take one at 31 because I do think you can get a Dylan Sampson in the third round. You could get R.J. Harvey or Jordan James or D.J. Giddens, Damian Martinez. Like, there are good players that are going to be available late in this draft. I even think Jaden Blue for Texas, who is a great receiver out of the backfield. He has a ton of speed. He's going to be there in round four, round five, and be a really, really good player. So this is a draft where there's a lot of speed guys at the tailback position, and I would hope that one of them will be a Kansas City Chief in a couple days.
I feel that same way about wide receiver. I'm just really big on, I think what's happened over the last couple of years is Mahomes is still the same, but the parts around him have desperately changed. And sometimes I think people think that explosive plays come from play design. No, they come from having explosive weapons around you. And last year you alluded to it with the running back room, and they obviously had injuries when it came to wide receiver. I mean, I would love for them to take Burden if he fell, or Emeka Egbuka if he fell in the draft. I would love for them to go that way at 31, but I'm thinking just based on how they usually draft that they're probably going somewhere on the line of scrimmage.
I'm with you. I would love for it to be Luther Burden. I'd be happy with a tight end, you know, like a Mason Taylor at that spot. I'd be happy with a speedy edge rusher. But when we get back to how this team normally drafts, I'm with you. It's probably going to be a defensive lineman, probably going to be a defensive tackle, unless one of those offensive tackles falls. But, you know, I don't know, man. Last time they lost the Super Bowl, they got aggressive and a lot changed in a hurry. And we didn't see that through free agency. So maybe we see it in the draft, you know, with four picks in the top 95. Maybe we see some aggressive movement. I had heard 2 weeks ago that they were at least interested in moving up. You know, the last time they were interested in moving up was the Rashee Rice draft when no one would trade with them when they wanted to move up. So we will see what happens.
Last thing here, call your shot just a bit. There is always that one thing that just has everybody stunned. We saw Cleveland Farrell go top five when no one had him projected that high. Michael Penix last year goes 8 overall. There's always that one thing that dominates the headlines of the draft. What could you see that being? Because you mentioned it earlier. I mean, if we saw Shadur go off the board in the top five, that is it. I know he's a quarterback prospect, but you've mentioned there's such a wide range of what it could be. What do you think that just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jaw-dropping moment could be on Thursday.
Well, folks, to find it from last year, I wrote an article 2 days before the draft and said, I'm hearing Michael Penix to Atlanta, but that's crazy. It won't happen, right? And then it happened. And so it was one of those moments where, like, I chickened out. I should have just ran with it instead of hedging. My one for this year, Ashton Jeanty goes 5 to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That is Matt Miller joining us on the show. You can catch him on ESPN. You can also catch him on Saturday's broadcast, rounds 4 through 7. It will be simulcast on ABC. Matt, man, seeing your rise in the media has been really cool, man. I'm happy for you, man. I know you've put the work in. Really excited to see your stuff over the weekend, man. Thanks a lot for popping on today.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Carrison. Thanks again.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.